Today's episode of the Jamie Grace podcast is dedicated to Nemo, the star of a movie called Finding Nemo, all about a fish who works really hard to find himself through weeks and months, even years of therapy. He never gave up, and neither should you. Good morning, good night, and welcome to the Jamie Grace podcast. Hi, I'm Jamie Grace, and I'm so glad you're here. Happy April. If you're listening to this in real time, yes, that was my elbow that just hit the desk. If you're listening in real time, it's April 2022. I took February and March off of the podcast, and I'm so happy to be back with brand new episodes as we talk all about pop culture, mental health, and how we can bridge the gap of those two beautiful things in our everyday lives. In case you don't know, I'm a singer-songwriter. I write songs, I play songs, I sing songs. And I also have this podcast where I share quite a bit about my heart and my life and my own journey through mental health stuff and stuff. And it's very dignified. And I do get paid $33 million per episode. So it's a wild adventure. But today I wanted to talk about why I'm still in therapy through all of the goofiness and sarcasm and jokes. This is a true episode. I'm still in therapy. It's been a while, and I wanted to talk about that, especially for those of us that, you know, that grew up in the 90s or early 2000s. We might kind of have this like concept of therapy where it's like either super positive or super negative, or where kind of in the middle, if that makes sense. And I don't think that made sense, so I'm going to kind of try to say it again. Like, you know, the generations before us had more so negative perceptions of therapy, and I would say the generations after us will probably be a lot more comfortable with it. We're in that, you know, millennials, young Gen Z, or like older Gen Z rather, we're kind of in that culture where we know which of our friends we can talk about therapy with, and we know which of our friends we can't. Because we're kind of in the middle. It's an odd situation as therapy is becoming more normalized and counseling is not a scary word anymore. And I think that if we work hard and if we are honest with ourselves and the people that we love and care about, then I think that it could be for the better, because we can encourage each other and hold each other accountable for seeking out help when we need it. And we can also hopefully be a part of, you know, teaching other people, other peers and stuff like that, that like, hey, it's not crazy to go to therapy. It's not bad to go to therapy. It can be a really, really helpful thing. So I started going to therapy when I was in college. Some of you guys, if you read my book, Finding Quiet, then you already know this. I started going to therapy in college because I really didn't know anything about it. I was like 17, I think. So it was like somewhere in my first year. And I remember it just being kind of presented as like, hey, this is this option that's available for students. And it seemed very appealing to just go and talk about all my problems. So I went and I loved it. I liked it. And then I tried to add my therapist on Facebook a couple of days later, and she sent me a message and she was just like, hey, or actually she may have told me in person. I don't think she sent me a message, but maybe email, but whatever it was, I remember she shut it down and she was like, we cannot be Facebook friends if I'm going to be your therapist. And I was so embarrassed. I had a really, really, really difficult time going back. It can be so hard to open up, to someone, to share your feelings with someone, to go to someone about what's happening in your head or in your life and your feelings and emotions, that, when I finally did open up to someone, I kind of assumed that that would be like my long-term person all the time. And I really had a just genuine misconception about what therapy is, right? I'm really grateful now that she was so kind and gracious in letting me know that, hey, this is not a friendship. But I will also say that I did not inherently do anything wrong. And if you are in a situation where you don't really know what therapy is and you don't really know the dynamics in the situation, you're not doing anything wrong either. You're probably listening to this because you're trying to figure it out. And that is an awesome thing. Now, it would have been wrong if I had been like, nah, bro, you gonna be my friend today. That would have been creepy and inappropriate. But that's not what today's episode is about. Today's episode, like I said, is all about why I'm still in therapy. And I just wanted to kind of give you guys a little bit of an intro as to how it started for me. And let me know on social media if you would like more about why I started going to therapy and like how I found a therapist and all that stuff. So I'm going to jump into it. One of the main reasons why I'm still in therapy is because it's helpful. I see the benefits of therapy in real time. I'm actually going to read you guys a text that I sent to my therapist yesterday for clarification, just considering the story that I just shared. A lot of therapists do have like a therapist phone, right? And so like you can, you know, send something brief with them, but typically it's not going to be like, hey, what are you up to this weekend or things like that. And so I did send my therapist this after I left her office yesterday, and I said, hey, I wanted to tell you that sometimes when I'm mentally prepping to tell you things, they seem really horrible or really dumb, right? And I put really horrible and really dumb in all caps. And then as I'm saying them, or when I'm done saying them and I'm still in your office, they're dumb. And then I put that in all caps, or dumb in lowercase. If you don't get all my necessary need for uppercase and lowercase, I was basically like, you know, because you can't really use italics or bold in most texting. I know Android people, you're about to say yes, you can. But for iPhones, you can't really do that. And so I was just trying to, I wanted her to understand that that I was basically saying like things seem like a 10 out of 10 horrible when I'm prepping to talk about them in therapy, right? And then as I'm talking to her, they kind of move to like a 7 out of 10. So then I ended my text with her by saying, then when I'm in my car, they're just a dumb thing that happened. That's really helpful to feel validated, but also not encouraged to marinate on or build it bigger than it is. And then I said, thank you. And then she sent me a really nice therapist response that was very like, I feel like therapists are really good at like ending a text conversation when it needs to be ended, so that it doesn't turn into like a, so you want to get some ice cream tomorrow? You know, I feel like they're just like really good at being respectful of the space. At least this, my therapist really is, and I'm grateful for that. But so yeah, basically what I was letting her know is that, and this is one of the main reasons why I go to therapy, is when things stress me out, no matter where the stress comes from. I mean, I get stressed out about things I see on the news. I get stressed out about things that happen in our local community. I get stressed out about things that happen in different friendships or whatever. Like, if I feel these things, they feel like a 10 out of 10. By the time I start talking about them, they feel like a 7 out of 10 or a 5 out of 10. Usually by the time I leave her office, they feel like a 3 out of 10. It feels like a thing that happened. And I have received that validation from her of like, hey, I get it. That sounds horrible. And that, oh, that's so helpful to be like, yeah, so I'm not losing it. You know, like that really was a difficult thing that I faced. And then the next thing that I feel grateful for about my therapist is that she does not help me stay on that thing for a long time. It doesn't then become, okay, well, let's talk about all the other ways this could have been horrible. It's like, no, we talked about it. We're going to process through it. And now we're going to move on. And so that's something that I'm really, really grateful for in therapy. I know that some people might be like, well, wait, isn't that just what a friend does? And yeah, 100%. That's what a good friend can do. Help you talk through things, process things. And the things that seem really, really big, they can help you realize they're not as major, or over time, they are not as major. I don't know the exact lyrics off the top of my head, but it kind of makes me think of that Carrie Underwood song, So Small, like, so small. It's like, I don't know how this relates to that because I can't think of all the words right now, but Underwood is a legend. And so hopefully that blessed you. And if it didn't, that's because you don't know the song. So that's not my fault. So I'm just really grateful for my therapist that she helps me process through that. That's not what I was talking about. I was saying how like, yeah, that's what a friend does. The benefit of going to like a Christian counselor, and if you're new to the podcast and you don't know, I'm a follower of Jesus. I'm not about to be creepy about it, but it is something I like to talk about. And so if you are going to like a Christian counselor, then it's like, oh, super cool. This person has the perspective of the Bible to help bring into this rationale conversation, right? Of me taking this thing that feels like a 10 out of 10 a little bit lower, right? And then if you go even further to go like to a licensed therapist, then it's like, oh, wow, this person has this full knowledge of the brain and the mind and psychology and how all of these things work. And they can help me ground myself and bring some ration out of this dynamic. And then if you keep going, if you want to talk to a psychiatrist, well, this person now has access to different medicines and treatments and different ways that can help me and my body and my mind regulate so that I'm not taking all these things that feel like a 10 out of 10 and keeping them at a 10 out of a 10, right? I think all three of those things can be beneficial: a Christian counselor, a psychologist / therapist, or a psychiatrist. It just depends on what you need and what the issue is. Again, I'm just going to kind of reference it back to my own story. Why I'm still in therapy? It's because I benefit from having a psychologist in my life. I have a mental health diagnosis. The list is, it's generalized anxiety disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, and Tourette syndrome. And I benefit from having someone that has a vast amount of knowledge of all four of those things that can help me navigate through different elements of my life. And I'm grateful for that. You know, if I was dealing with a recurring physical condition, I would probably be in physical therapy. I got in a car accident like 10 years ago or something like that. And I went to physical therapy. I only went for like 6 to 8 weeks. And then the issues that I was having with my shoulders and my neck, they were kind of resolved, and I was able to do the rest of the things at home, the stretches at home and things like that. But some people are in physical therapy for years at a time. It really just depends on what your specific needs are. And so for me, as someone with a mental health diagnosis, I benefit from going to someone who is clinically trained and licensed in those areas to help me navigate through the way my thinking patterns are. This kind of segues into the third reason, but the third reason is that it benefits my family. So one, it's beneficial to me. Two, it's beneficial because of my diagnosis. And three, it's beneficial because of my family. A couple of weeks ago, I won't even tell y'all the whole story because it's not your business. I came home and from therapy, and I asked my husband, I was like, hey, can we talk? And there's like a stigma that when wives say that to their men, that it's about to be, you didn't do the dishes. Bruh, it was me apologizing, which, you know, has happened way more than once in our marriage. But it was apologizing because something that he said, I took it the wrong way. And it, like I said, the fullness of it is not going to be shared on the podcast because I don't care to tell y'all, but I was telling my therapist about it, and she helped me navigate through just a phrase that she uses a lot, the story I was telling myself. She helped me navigate through what was said and what my anxiety interpreted and what my own weaknesses and opinion interpreted. And I'm just so grateful that I was able to have that experience. And like I said, this happened more than once because I'm human. But I'm just so grateful for that because it allowed me to be able to be like, you know what? I'm stressing out, acting like my husband said this and he didn't even, like, that's me and my own stuff that I've got to work through. You know, every human, no matter who you are, if you're single, married, you know, you live with your parents, they live far away, you're in college, you are an entrepreneur, every single human person, right? We all carry things with us from our past. And for me, because I was, you know, super single forever, a lot of times for those of us that haven't had a lot of dating experience, we might not think that we're taking things from our past with us, but we are. You know, we bring things from our childhood friendships. We bring things from middle school that we thought we buried. We bring things from our first jobs. We bring things from television shows that we were possibly too obsessed with and maybe thought, oh, this is how relationships or friendships should be. We bring all of those things with us into our every day. And, you know, by the grace of God and therapy and intentional work on ourselves and our character, we can grow into better versions of ourselves, right? Like, that's the goal. That's why I said, like, I'm in therapy because I'm seeing myself become a better person. But it's also helping me become a better wife and a better mom and to really own my own stuff so that I'm not carrying the things with me from my past with the expectation that other people are responsible for it, because we're all going to carry stuff, but we just got to make sure that we know that we are responsible for the stuff that we carry.
Hey friends, so as many of you all know, I have anxiety. I have a diagnosis, generalized anxiety disorder, and I'm also a millennial surviving a pandemic, and I deal with everyday stress. People often ask me how I manage my anxiety on a daily basis, and one of the most beneficial things for me has been counseling, which is why I wanted to take a quick break to tell you about one of the sponsors of the Jamie Grace podcast, Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling provides four different ways you can talk to your therapist: video chats, messaging, live messaging, and phone calls. So if you're struggling with anxiety, loneliness, frustration, or if you're trying to make a big life decision about school, work, friendships, relationships, you should definitely give Faithful Counseling a try. If you go to faithfulcounseling.com/Jamie Grace, you'll get 10% off of your first month. That link is also in the show notes, but again, it's faithfulcounseling.com/Jamie Grace. And now, back to the show.
Okay, so number four, the fourth reason why I'm still in therapy is because it's really easy to overshare on the internet to new friends and to old friends, especially as a public figure, and especially as a neurodivergent human, and especially as a human that really loves to talk. It's really important to me that the internet does not know all of the information about my family and my friends and my personal life. And that's not me saying the bad information or the, you know, whatever information, even some of the good information, even some of the wins, you know, even if I hypothetically have a cousin that has a medical exam and my cousin gets good reports back. Like, it's so easy and natural for a lot of people to just hop on the internet and be like, yay, my cousin got this good report back from the doctor. And don't get me wrong, that's not wrong to share that, right? Everybody's got to decide what's best for them and what makes sense for them and what oversharing looks like for them. But for me personally, one of the major benefits that I get from therapy is having a safe space to say what I want to say and what I feel compelled to talk about, without that like insecurity of like, oh, I should have guarded that a little bit more. For those of you that are not oversharers, then that's not something that you're thinking about. That's not something that you're dealing with, but it's definitely something that's been helpful for me. In case you don't know, therapists are like hardcore required to not tell your business to anybody else unless they think that you could be a risk of harming yourself or harming somebody else. Christian counselors oftentimes are required to do that as well, but one of the main reasons why I typically recommend people to a psychologist, not only because of the background of like science and psychology, but also is because you're just 100% gonna get that. And that's something that you can always like ask a therapist about on like one of your first few meetings, like, hey, can you talk to me about your confidentiality and stuff like that. But again, let me know if you guys want me to dig more into like finding a therapist and that kind of thing, because I will gladly do more episodes on that if that's something that you find helpful. Okay, so another reason, and this kind of ties into one of the earlier reasons, but another reason is because it's easy for anxiety or our anxious thoughts, so I'm not just talking about a disorder, but it's easy for our anxiety or our anxious thoughts to create stories with so many layers of untruths that I often benefit from peeling back one at a time. So I have a poem in my book called Truth, and it's also on YouTube, and it says, like, I choose to let truth have the final word. And I just want to like be super clear on that, is that that's not always easy for me. It's a choice and it's what I believe, but it's not always easy. So for example, if somebody if somebody says like on like an Instagram comment like, hey, Jamie, you look like you've gained a lot of weight, right? Like, that's a super popular comment that I get on Instagram. So much fun for me. So if somebody like says that to me, it's really easy for me to start like going into my head of just like, oh no, they don't like me. That must mean that nobody likes me because I don't look good to them. So I must not look good to other people. Does anyone think I'm beautiful? I don't even think I'm beautiful. You know, I'm not that beautiful ever since I did have a child, and maybe my kid is more important, and maybe my skin is not that clear, and maybe I shouldn't use filters, and maybe I shouldn't even be an artist. Why do I think I'm a good role model? Wow, that's arrogant. You think you're a role model? People don't even look up to you anymore. You're not even on the radio anymore. Like, my brain can do that. It doesn't always do that, but as you just heard, it's very easy. And so all of that stuff. So for me to say I choose to let truth have the final word, that's not me saying none of that's true, good night. That's me going through each and every one of those things and unpacking that line by line. That has been so beneficial to me in therapy. A lot of times my therapist will just like let me just do that, like just talk and just go. I mean, actually every time. And she helps me unpack all those things and figure out where I got that from and why I'm thinking it, and how I'm feeling, and how we can get some of those unhealthy patterns out of my thought process. So I'm really, really grateful for her. Okay, the next thing, well, this might seem super obvious, is that I really like my therapist. So I have not had the same therapist my whole life. I've not gone to therapy my whole life. And I definitely have seasons in life where I'm not in therapy. We moved here in 2020 to Arizona, that is, and I didn't see a therapist for like a year. And it wasn't until like 6 or 7 months into that, that I was like, oh, I think I might need to see a therapist again. My therapist back in California obviously was a different therapist. Well, not obviously, but a lot of therapists don't see people in different states. Some do. And even before her in California, there was about a year, maybe 2 years, actually maybe closer to three, that I didn't have a therapist. It just depends, man. Sometimes I really don't feel like I'm in a season where I need therapy. I really do. Like in a accountability way, I really do appreciate my family and my village. And so there have been seasons where my sister will be like, hey, are you gonna go back? And I'm like, get out of my face. But no, I'm grateful for her, genuinely. But yeah, so what was I at? Oh yeah, yeah. So I really like my therapist. I think she's a great human. I think she's great at what she does, and I enjoy, you know, the conversations that we have. So that's another reason why I'm in therapist, why I'm in therapy. And the very last one, I will leave you guys with this one. This is not a political statement. This is not controversial. This is not messy. I personally, I don't know about you guys, I've been surviving a global pepperoni pizza. And it's wild. I don't say this to be like, I know I'm kind of like being funny. Like, well, I'm not being funny. I'm not like, oh, I'm funny. I know I'm kind of being like sarcastic. Let me be honest with you guys. We have seen things in this world that we never thought we'd see. And it is a really good idea to make sure that we are not isolating ourselves, to make sure that we are not operating in a mindset that we can do this alone, that we are just the bosses of our own lives. We need people. We need friends. We need neighbors. We need our village. We need church members. We need therapists. We need doctors. We need physical therapists. Somewhere in the last like 6 months, I'm not really great at time, but it was like fall of last year, my husband very graciously insisted that I get a membership with like a chiropractor, and it has been one of the best things for me. I was seeing a chiropractor in like 2017 and 18 because of my Tourette, and also just because of the stress on my body. The stress in our minds can definitely weigh on our bodies, y'all. The body keeps score, and so we have to take care of ourselves. And so, you know, if that is like a weekly exercise class, a daily stretch, a monthly chiropractor, a weekly therapist, every other week, a small group, whatever it is. If you are single and you really feel like you need a small group and you would like to learn more about how to connect with one, I got you in the show notes and the description. Please check, because I believe that you deserve to be taken care of. And we are surviving very interesting times and very challenging times. And they've all, you know, I mean, you know, we live in a broken world. I'm not here to be like, guys, it just got scary this morning. Because no, but we got to take care of ourselves, and we cannot do that alone. God is so good to have given us cool humans in our lives. And let's vibe with that, bruh. Like, appreciate your humans, love them well, and allow them to love on you and reach out when you need some help. I've been doing that, and I'm so grateful because I can see in my humanness as a human that I am growing, and that is my goal, to continue becoming the best possible version of myself that I possibly can, just like Nemo in Finding Nemo. Nemo is in therapy every week. Nemo is in the pews on church every Sunday. Nemo leads solos. He is just always finding Nemo, always working to better himself, and I honestly cannot think of a better role model than him, completely, like, simultaneously tied with me. So thank you guys so much for listening to the Jamie Grace podcast. Again, happy April. April showers, bring me flowers. Tweet me if you know what song that is. Obviously, I have a beautiful voice. I am famous at Jamie Grace on Instagram and Twitter. I look forward to hearing from you. The Jamie Grace podcast Instagram is a sleepy, sad place. So please go show it some love. Thank you to Patreon for making this podcast possible. Patreon.com/Jamie Grace. You contribute your money to make me happy. That's not what I was trying to say. You contribute your money to help me make content. What? That's nice. Thank you. Genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, from the middle of my heart, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Okay, bye.
Hey, Annabelle, thank you so much, Denise. My podcast. Bye, you. And bye-bye. Bye-bye to you. On Patreon. I'm changing my music. Just listen. Okay, bye.
By the way, all the music that you're listening to is produced by yours truly, me. Hi, Jamie Grace. You might know my other stuff from like iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, and all that stuff. But if you'd like some lo-fi jams throughout your day, make sure you check out my YouTube channel as well.